Beginning current daven seven sanev naf ayin beginning amen alf beginning tais mat beginning gemara chai. What does that really mean? The type that he is chai for means mazi b'le mazi. It doesn't really mean totally raw. It means that it's diluted, but very little, not really diluted. So kinya zel, just like the gemara answers chai like this, mefasher ben tam explains the gemara brachas davin alf amen alf. Yidvarm nem b'kashul bracha. 10 things are said regarding a kais that you make a bracha on. B'chad b'nai, one of them is chai, is raw. Makshina, and we ask, what do you mean? Harminim, but we say, I call ma'idim. Everyone agrees b'kashul bracha. Shem b'varchan, you don't make a bracha on it. Achit no techa ma'am until you put water in it. So b'fashah b'nai tam, he answers the chai. Yeah, although it says chai, but who mazik b'le mazik. Of course, you have to put in a little water, but that's like what we mean when we say chai, like over here. Next to Smata begins the gemara yogim avavim. Now, like a chashav, it doesn't count by yafes. Which also a vavan yud, official chaim, that's a name. The yud is part of the yefes. These yud vavs are, vav yuds are all and he, which is a pu'ula, like Marav Ranchberg points out. Next test, Matha begins the Gemara, Kilo Berbi, he cursed him with the fourth son. Now the question is, Mashal kill Cham Atzmai, why didn't he curse Cham himself? He's the one that did the sin, why Kanan, his fourth son? Mishum the Amma Bereish Rabbi could brought in the Medrash, that Riyoim Lefisha Kasav, Rabbi Yudah says, Lefisha Kasav, Veivarch Elikim Es Noich Vezbanam. It says, God already blessed Noich and his sons. So, Bein Klob Makam Bracha, you can't put a curse where there's already a blessing. Cham is his son. The Fikr of Yemar, Kanan, therefore he said, let Kanan be cursed, but obviously he couldn't curse Cham himself.